Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. KFH, Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you. Glad to be with you here this morning. All the different ways you listen to the show, we appreciate you on all of them. We will continue the discussion. We'll get into KU. We'll get into some of the Feast Week college basketball action we have. K-State also getting in on it. Wichita State tomorrow. KU again today. It's all what's on tap. What's on tap brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a Christmas cocktail menu. Dazzle your date with a stockings and snowfall, make merry with a mistletoe mint, or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. The Christmas cocktail menu now available at Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. Glad to be you a martini guy, TJ?
If it's something fruity and not a...
It's like a mistletoe...
Not a James Bond martini guy.
A pumped espresso martini might be something.
Yeah, I could drink that.
I'm good with like a dirty bloody martini. I don't really like to drink anything sweet, so I'd probably lean more into the James Bond.
Espresso martinis are pretty tough to beat, because it's like the when you're tired, it'll get you going again. It's like the the older than 20
going all right.
The older than 21 version of the Red Bull vodka.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, the RBV, Las Vegas only. About the only time. That we've been there. Rick on YouTube asks, as we mentioned, Steve McIntosh announced her retirement. If we've mentioned the Mike Kennedy retirement, we have. Rick, it's Mike is finishing out the year. We love Mike Kennedy, and man, what a run he's had as well. There's a lot of change in that stuff, and you don't like it. We don't like those kinds of changes. When you get, you know, you get used to certain things, certain ways, you don't like it. But yeah, two monsters in the local media in Mike and Steve. All right, let's continue here. Let's talk, TJ, about the game yesterday. KU and Notre Dame. Look, I thought that KU looked really good. Peterson coming back and joining that has some legs, I think. Flory Badunga is cooking. Man, he looks good. And
really good.
And that was to be expected, though. Like, I expected that out of Flory Badunga, but he looks really good. I didn't expect because I just didn't know that Bryson Tiller would be this much of a factor. I think he has looked really good. One thing that just screamed at me in that game yesterday was how big KU looks out there. Like, long, athletic, like they just have size for days. And that to me stood out quite a bit in the Notre Dame game. They utilized it well. They're not shooting the ball. Like, they're 6-20 from three. That's not going to be the thing that they do again this year. They've tried, but it's not. I mean, I don't know what kind of 3-point shooter Darren Peterson is yet. Maybe he adds a lot to that, but
he will.
That's not going to be their thing. I think their thing is they're going to be able to bully people around a little bit. And if Peterson can be instant offense like we think he can, if he can just be, you know, walk in the arena, score 20 kind of player, then this, I think this has some legs, because they have got the physical prowess to do a lot of good things this year.
It's just so scary. And yesterday, Jaden Dawson got hurt, and that's nothing to his fault. He got like hit in the face or something like that. But I mean, they are going to, like, they're playing literally five guys, basically. Yeah. it is scary what that looks like down the stretch, because that's not the recipe that you want to be playing in March. They'll add Darren Peterson back, and they'll get to, you know, seven.
It's the eight that they play. McDowell and El Marco have got to be factors, and they...
El Marco.
They played a little more yesterday. They were a little bit more, you know, they got a lot of minutes yesterday, but those two guys have got to be factors. Cole Rosario didn't do anything. Where do we sit? Everybody talks about Cole Rosario like he's going to be the guy. I feel like that maybe at the very end of the year, like I'm not quite sure that's going to be a fair expectation for him early on.
People are learning more about the other. I think Melvin Council's actually been pretty great early on. And you know, he's a guy that's going to be able to score. I think that he might fill more of what we thought the Cole Rosario role was going to be. I think that Cole Rosario may just be the, you know, 3-and-D guy, basically. I don't think he's going to be a real, you know, second or third option, I think, is where I'm at with it, but I might be wrong about that. I think that Flory has gotten, yesterday we'll show you, Flory has gotten immensely better from where he was last year. Like, he looked like an NBA player. I mean, his stat line, he looked like an NBA player. He had 18-5-9, or 18-9-5.
He's really good, man. He's awesome.
I mean, he was passing the ball well. He led the team in assists yesterday.
He's going to be a force. And if I think you just have to be, and it's hard for KU, but the patience could pay off if Peterson is fully healthy and ready to roll. Because if he is the player that we've seen glimpses of, and literally everybody thinks he's going to be, if you put that with what we saw yesterday, that is a recipe for success. I mean, you can see it. If he was there providing that offense with everything else we saw yesterday, that will be a very good team with upside for days, right? Because Badunga is going to keep getting better. And if a young guy like Rosario continues to get better, you're creating depth then with these other guys who look like, I don't mean pros in the sense of like they're going to be playing in the NBA, but they just look like professional college basketball players. Like, everybody's just doing their job, taking it through, doing the things that they're supposed to be doing. And I'm talking about White, and I'm talking about Council, and I'm talking about Tiller. Like, they all just look like they know what they're doing, and they're fine in their roles out there.
Tiller's 19. Yeah,
I know. He looks old. He does look old. He's the biggest surprise to me on this roster. Like, he looks like he's been there forever. He plays that way.
Yeah, he is the biggest surprise. And it's, I agree. I mean, this team feels like they've got a much higher ceiling than they've had the last 2 years, but they might also have a lower floor.
Of course they do. They could come lose today, right? And it wouldn't surprise me if they came out and lost the game to Syracuse. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Like, it's totally on the table, I think. But that's what I mean with the patience. Like, you're going to have patience and see and just think about, like, look at what you saw yesterday. Look at the way that they played that game. And then imagine the infusion of offense coming from Darren Peterson. And I think that's where you can see how this all comes together in the end. Now, again, we're waiting on this player who's been hurt, and it sounds like everything's progressing fine and he could and should be okay right after Vegas. But that's the patience that I think you're going to have this year. But also in that patience, understand they might lose to Syracuse today, because they need that offensive infusion pretty badly. Like, it doesn't work without Peterson being a force offensively. But if he is that force offensively, then I think it works well. And you're counting on the freshman to be consistent. And that's a totally different conversation.
Man, have you dug into Syracuse quite yet?
No, I have not.
They got taken to the wire by Monmouth. Out of the CAA, they beat Monmouth, 78-73. So they came into this, and I remember, I think Trias was telling us, like, yeah, I mean, they you know, played Monmouth pretty close, so I don't know who Syracuse is going to be. They took Houston into overtime yesterday.
I was about to say, didn't they hang with Houston?
That's crazy. I didn't see that at all. That's nuts.
They're probably in the same boat. Like, it's November. We don't, these teams are, these teams, look at, but you know, what was it, Boise that lost to whoever it was? And they look great against Wichita State. Like, teams are going to do this. It's early in the year. We don't know what, I don't know what Syracuse is going to be. Syracuse is the team that ends up with 19 wins and goes to the Sweet 16 every year, it feels like. So just don't overreact one way or the other to what you see from KU. They're not, we don't get that this year. We don't get them peaking in November, and it's not a bad thing. It's what people have been clamoring for. When you clamor for a team built around an NBA, you know, future star, and that this is what you're going to get. I hope they look as good as they did yesterday, though. I think they showed us the style. I think they showed us a pretty good blueprint of what they would like to. I don't know if Badunga and Tiller are going to combine for 30 shots in a lot of games. It was what was working yesterday. But I think with both of those guys on the floor, and Rosario's got, like, they all have size. So they should be able to defend really well. And it's not lumbering size, right? It's athletic size. So they should be able to defend really well. They had Badunga. He was guarding a point guard yesterday at a time. Like, he was out there one-on-one on the perimeter. And I'm like, okay. Yep. Big fella, let's see if you can contain him. He did fine. So if they can do some of that stuff defensively, they're gonna set their floor to a great defense, and it's gonna take some time to get there. But I like it. Come on, Peterson, just get out there, buddy. Just get out there and do it
if his return is gonna be against UConn in Allen Fieldhouse, like, that's nuts.
We're not hearing as much of the stuff with him, which I'm so thankful for now that they've been a little more forthcoming. Hey, everybody, it's a hamstring injury. Hey, everybody, he's not going to play in Las Vegas. Hey, everybody, like, it's coming. Like, it now it feels much better than it did a few weeks ago, where it's just like, yeah, guys, he's hurt. He'll be healthy. Let's see what he does when he gets back healthy. It's been a much more pleasant experience following them the last, I think, week, since they've just been a little more forthright with it.
Probably so, yeah. It's going to be awesome to come. Like, I see the vision. Like, I'll say that. I don't think I saw the vision. I think I see it more now.
And I don't want to overreact to one game either. That's probably irresponsible. But the vision, I saw it yesterday big time. We'll see if they followed up today. Syracuse, that's a 2:30 game. Man, it's a feast week. Awesome. The flipping best. It is the best. All right, we'll come back. Big Chiefs injury news to get to on a couple of different fronts yesterday. Let's talk about it when we return on Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in to Sports Daily here on KFH, a Tuesday edition of the show. We just talked about KU basketball. We've been talking a lot about the Players Era Tournament. KU got a big one coming up against Syracuse later this afternoon, 2:30 tip there. Jacob, we haven't even started talking about Monday Night Football, what we saw last night, and it really wasn't a lot.
No, but it was boring. San Francisco did what they needed to. Carolina's been a good story, but not really a factor at this point. They're still kind of boring, I think. But San Francisco's a team, I will say, that they've had a ton of injuries. But if they get healthy, that's a team that could make a run. That's a team I think that could make a run. But they've got a long way to go to figuring things out through injury. But Purdy's back, and he didn't look particularly good last night. But they're starting to get some weapons back. I think Kittle's back; he's looked good. I think they've got some legs if they can get to the postseason. There's a lot of teams like that in the NFL this year. Right now, that's what the Chiefs are like. That's what the Cowboys are like. That's who they'll play Thursday. So, the Chiefs this week, but they're going to do it without Trey Smith, it looks like. Did we get a true timetable? We didn't hear from Andy Reid yesterday. But Trey Smith, it sounds like, will be out for at least a little while. And Isaiah Pacheco could be back. I think we lost your microphone there, TJ, if you want to reconnect it. We'll get some of that today. It's the weird short week turnaround. So the loss of Smith is going to make it more difficult to get the running game going. But the good news is Pacheco was a full participant in practice yesterday. So some of the stuff we worried about and talked about with, how does Kareem Hunt respond to a game when he carried it 30 times? Well, the good news is Pacheco should be back to help that. But I don't think they're going to – I don't think they should either, by the way. I don't think they're going to want to – they're not going to run the ball on the Cowboys. The Cowboys have a terrible pass defense and a great run defense.
I thought the Cowboys had a good pass rush, though.
They have an okay pass rush. Okay pass rush. They got a little healthier, but it's not – it's not like what the Broncos or the Bills have right now.
I mean, that's my thing is that, you know, what has the Chiefs shown you, you know, they've struggled with against pass rushing teams and they haven't been able to throw the ball very much. And so I think that if it turns out that, especially without Trey Smith out there, is another thing to watch. Like, where are they going to adjust there? Are they going to put
Smith hurts him in the run game. I mean, the Cowboys have a pass rush that's about the same this year as Kansas City. So, I mean, that's where it's going to be. I don't worry about it. I worry about their run defense with those two defensive tackles. So like the game plan has to be to throw the ball. And I know that's, and they did again, they threw it 46 times against the Colts. I don't know. I wish that I knew if what the plan was going into that game, because I would bet a lot of money that it was not to run the ball 30 times to Kareem Hunt, 36 times to the running back. I think that was a thing that happened in the game and an adjustment that they made. A very good adjustment, one that I'm very glad they made, and I think shows a lot of growth for coaching staff that sometimes refuses to do it.
I know.
I think it was good, but I don't think that's what they intended to do coming in, because they also still threw it a ton. And it's strange. It's a strange dynamic because you turn around and you play the Cowboys, and I think the same thing exists. I think you got to come into that game expecting to throw the ball a lot. And on the road, that's not been a good recipe for the Chiefs this year. That's why I think both of us are a little concerned about this game.
Yeah, it's a scary spot for Kansas City. I think it definitely is. I think that the Cowboys are a team that's gotten better than their record shows that they are. I think going on the road for a Chiefs team that has shown its struggles, I think if they would have struggled more against the Colts or lost the game against the Colts, then I really would not like what they are. But I think that they actually do have some momentum going back to their side, which makes me feel a little better about it. I wonder what the line. I would see the line at last 3.5.
Yeah, it was 3.5. Trust a lot more about the Chiefs than you trust about the Cowboys, right? You trust Mahomes more than you trust Prescott. You don't trust the receivers more. And I wouldn't even say you trust the passing game more, because the Cowboys passing game is elite, but you certainly trust the defense more City than you trust Dallas. Yep. What's makes it a little more difficult is the Dallas defense, since they've been healthy and since they made those trades, has been much better than the defense we saw at the beginning of the season. So in their last two games, that Cowboys defense has been a whole lot better. Is that for real? One of those was the Raiders, of course, and the Eagles offense has struggled this year. This will be the best offense that they've been up against. So it's a little, to me, it's a little bit of an unknown. Like, is the Cowboys defense really transformed? Or have they just played a couple of offenses that have struggled?
It's true. We'll see. I mean, it could very well be a situation where the Chiefs look like they did against the Lions and just scored 30 points and look good. So it's a big game.
They did that at home, though. They did that at home.
They haven't done that. When's the last time they scored 30 on the road? That's a good question. I have no idea what that would be.
It's been a minute. And the other thing is, too, I don't know if it's a home road thing. That seems abnormal. Not. I mean, a little bit for the Chiefs, and that may be wrong. Like, that may be always a thing for them. But I also just, like, to me, and this is what sticks in my head, too, and it's probably what sticks in Vegas' head and why they continue to be favored and all these things. That offense does exist. We saw it for 4 or 5 weeks in a row.
I know.
It's still there. It's still out there, right? And so at any point, you just feel like these field goals are going to turn into touchdowns and drives will stop stalling and Mahomes will stop throwing red zone interceptions. And like those little things change. And all of a sudden it's a few more touchdowns and we're having a very different conversation. The problem for the Chiefs has not been moving the ball. They've been moving the ball effectively. They just haven't been capitalizing on it. That changes all of a sudden. This is a juggernaut offense again. And I don't know, how do you sit here and try to guess at mistakes in the opposing red zone? Like that, I mean, we're not,
it's a really weird year because of what you said. Basically the offense has been there. Like I feel like we're going crazy a little bit.
They move the ball at will.
They do that. The thing is in their struggles that they've had, like it happened 4 weeks ago with the team that we're watching. And then, like, they struggled like they have the past, you know, whatever month outside of, you know, Sunday. But you can even say the first half of Sunday, too. But, like, it's not like the argument that we've made in years past. Like, last year, we kept making the argument. The offense sucked last year. But we kept making the argument of the fact of, like, yeah, but they're the Chiefs and they've done it before. Like, this is saying, like, yeah, they did it a month ago.
This offense is so much better than last year's offense.
I know, but it's weird that, like, it's rearing its head, and it's
because you're making mistakes. Look, the mistakes and the penalties, it's the NFL. You do that stuff, you lose. And I think the Chiefs have always had a little more cushion than most teams to be able to do some of that stuff. The Chiefs have had a lot of they've had years where they're bad penalty team. This is one of those years, and they've been able to overcome it. I think their margins are just thinner. I don't know if that's because they've gotten older. I don't know if it's because the rest of the league has gotten better. I don't know what the reason is, but it's there. And mistakes are what is killing this team. They move the ball. Their offense is good. The game plans are good. And then they make mistakes and shoot themselves in the foot 5 or 6 times in a game. And then the defense bails them out. And then they get another opportunity. And they finally got on the good end of one of those close finishes. But when they don't make the mistakes, we see them beat really good teams badly, right? So whenever you get into these games against other good teams and you know the Chiefs are mistake prone, now they're playing in a place and against a team that if you're mistake prone, they'll beat you. That's why they have all these losses. You play all these good teams, you can't afford to make mistakes, and right now they make too many mistakes. That's their biggest issue. Their biggest issue isn't that they can't move the ball or that their defense sucks. Like, they're good at all of those things, but the mistakes kill them as they play a schedule full of teams who are real close. Cowboys are prone to make plenty of mistakes, too. I don't know if you watch the Eagles game. They can deal it up as well. I talked to my family and everybody, Cowboys fan. Like, all bets are off, man. This game could get wild.
I agree. It's a weird spot for them, 100%. And I think that it's just a weird year for the Chiefs. I think that they've just succumbed back to what the NFL has become of where there's just not really they've been the dominant team. And
they're a whole lot more like the rest of the league now than they probably ever have been. Yep. And I don't know who the truly elite teams are this year. We may not have any. Maybe it's the Rams. But I don't believe that either. This is just a year where we don't really have one. Like, there is no juggernaut out there right now that you feel great about just pushing their way through. Not even Max's Patriots, because Max is fired up that we ever say anything kind about the Chiefs. He's blowing us up in the message room right now. It's a problem that Trey Smith, back to the original, it's a problem that Trey Smith isn't going to be there. That's going to make it harder for them to run the ball. It's a good thing, though, that they get Isaiah Pacheco back. I bet we don't see Damian Pierce on the roster. Unless Pacheco or Hunt get hurt. I think he got signed to the practice squad, which is what, you know, Briscoe was talking to us about yesterday. They're really going to carry. The answer right now is yes. They're going to carry that many backs on the practice squad, I think, just as insurance, because Pacheco is having a hard time staying healthy.
Yep. Yeah, I think that it's wild. It's a weird year. I don't even know what to think of this game. What to think of the rest of the year? Where they're at? Are they going to have to go undefeated? I guess that's the question to ask.
Well, we don't know the answer to that yet. We're not going to. It depends on too much on what their peers do. They've got to beat the Chargers. We know that. They've got to beat the Texans. We know that. Do they have to beat the Cowboys again? Like last week, if you're going to lose one, you want it to be these games that don't impact you directly against the teams you're chasing, and this is not one of those. But we also saw the Jags eke another one out in overtime. And do you really think the Bills are going to lose all those games? And you're hoping that you catch the Chargers. You still need a little help there. So right now, yeah, you got to think of it that way. I mean, of course, there aren't Andy Reid's not sitting in the locker room saying, all right, guys, well, I think we got room for one more loss here down the stretch. Yeah. So, you know. Like in their minds, I guess
what we can say is that the one loss carries a lot of different weight depending on who it's to.
Absolutely, it does. You cannot lose to the Texans and you cannot lose to the Chargers. Yeah. I think those are the two absolute, without question, these games must be win games, or it's going to be very, very difficult to get in there. Those are the two, for me, right now, that carry the most. You're obviously going to, even though they're both road games, count on Tennessee and Vegas as wins. So the Texans and Chargers, those games they can't lose, those come in back-to-back weeks at home with full rest. Those aren't the weird weeks. That's good. That's good news, right? The other home game is Denver on the short week. Denver, unless Denver starts losing games, that game probably didn't mean a whole lot for Denver.
I forgot that's a short week, too. That's freaking
yeah. That game probably didn't mean a lot for the Broncos. Maybe the Broncos have something wrapped up by then. Maybe they get complacent and that helps the Chiefs. Like, this is what it's like for other fan bases, everybody. Like, this is what it like. You get into late November, and this is what you're doing every week. That's not something the Chiefs have had to do for a very long time, even before Mahomes in a lot of years. But that's where we are right now, where you're just holding on to the seat and hoping and looking at Jacksonville and Arizona and overtime and losing sleep over it and all of these things. Welcome to the party of the rest of the NFL. And the Chiefs get to play on a short week on the road against a team that's getting back-to-back home games, getting healthy, getting swaggy. That's just as desperate as you are. We're going to pick this game. We're going to do picks tomorrow. We're going to pick this game.
Yeah.
I'm going to need until then. Yeah. I'm going to need a minute. I don't know what to pick here. Oh my goodness gracious. Dallas is better at home. Dallas.
Three and a half. I'll just pick the same way I picked last week, and Chiefs will win, and the Cowboys will cover.
And the silly thing is, well, and it's because they're on the road too. Indianapolis is better than Dallas, but yeah. Now it's a road game. I think that's the way to go. You just hope they win a close one. You almost know it's going to be a close one. But here's the other, like, did you watch any of the Dallas-Philadelphia game?
The comeback.
It was like watching the Chiefs. Yep. The Cowboys just made 80 billion mistakes early and then found a way to claw it back in and get it tight late. And then, you know, all bets are off. I don't like who's going to be the team that doesn't come in. Like, is it going to be like a slop fest early where it's just all these mistakes, which is what both of these teams have been prone to do, before they finally get it together and look like world beaters at the end of a game and in the fourth quarter? There's so much weird stuff possible in a short week on Thanksgiving. Watch it be like a defensive slugfest. That's what we'll get, right? We'll just get some slog it out, 14-8 weird outcome game. Like,
let's see. God, wasn't an offensive. When's the last time a team scored 50 in the NFL?
Not that long ago, I think.
Has there been one this season?
I don't think we've had one this year. Did the Commanders get there last year?
Maybe. Maybe once.
I don't think what's the over under on this game? Nobody's getting a 50.
No. But I'm just saying. The NFL has become
52?
The NFL has turned
52 the is the over under?
Yeah. The NFL has turned into such a defensive league now. And it's so lame.
In November it is, not early in the season. Overs were good early in the year. But yeah, I don't like the good defense either. I want some offense. I'm glad you agree. Most people don't agree with me on that. They're like, no, I want to see a snow game at Lambeau and it's 13-10. And I'm like, no, it's torture. That game last night, 20-9, that was terrible. I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see. That's why
Did the Panthers even score a touchdown?
Yeah, Tech got one. I'm always like, give me all the good quarterbacks. I don't want there to be a team in the league that doesn't have a good quarterback, because it makes the game so much more entertaining. I do think we'll get some fireworks, and I think we'll get some points out of this one. But we'll watch the actual practicing. Today is the day of practice. So the designations yesterday, again, are guesses, but they tell us what we need to know. Trey Smith would not have practiced. He's not going to play. And Isaiah Pacheco probably is. Who is your Trey Smith replacement? Is it a rotation, or is it just Caliendo?
I mean, probably just put Caliendo over there and just try
Caliendo and go.
Yeah,
that'll also. You heard.
I don't know. It could be Jalen Moore. You put Jalen Moore at the guard spot.
That's what I wonder. Maybe
that'd be interesting.
Maybe, or maybe try both. But that's what Romo and Nance pointed it out during the game, and it was a good point. It didn't come true, but they were like, "Is they're going to have a hard time now with Smith out running the ball like they have?" And they stuck with it. I mean, they still tried, but those two tackles with the Chiefs' run game, which is right up the middle, I just don't see it, man. Our buddy Jackson Schneider, who will be in a little bit over the holidays here with us, sent us a scenario, TJ, where the Chiefs can still win the AFC West. Here we go. Here we go. And they just have to win out, right? And the Broncos go 2-2 and need one of the losses to come apparently to an AFC team. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
Yeah. I don't want to imagine.
I can imagine it. Yes, I can imagine it. I can absolutely imagine a world where this all just works out for the Chiefs. That's what the last 8 or 9 years have been like for them. It all just works out in the end, right?
Yeah.
But I think in the short term, it's more about, can you imagine the Chiefs going to Dallas and playing mistake-free football to come up with a win? You know what I mean?
Like, but also could not.
That's the bigger picture stuff is, yes, I can imagine it. I can imagine everything being there in the end the way they want. Yes. But in the short term, based on what we've seen lately, it's too easy to think about that stuff and just say, oh, yeah, there's still a chance. That's still. Can we see him play a game first without 58 critical mistakes? Can we see that first before we start thinking big picture with this team? We had those moments, right, where Rice came back, they got healthy, they were putting up a ton of points, they were beating everybody by 10 or more, all of those things were happening. That's a long time ago. That's a long time ago right now for Kansas.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how much stock can you take in that? Like, is it a different team? Like, it's the same players.
It was almost, it will be a full calendar month when they play Thursday. Since we've seen that version of the Chiefs. It has not been a pleasant November. November's included a loss to Buffalo, a loss to Denver. Then you got the overtime win against Indianapolis. But everything is, they haven't played well, in my opinion. They haven't played a really good game since October 27th. Now, you might make the case that they played well against Indianapolis, and I would listen because that's a quality opponent. But there were still plenty of the things that they did that could have lost them that game. Like, when are we getting a mistake-free game again?
I know. Like, it that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Against Dallas, they'll beat Dallas bad. But I don't know how you count on that.
Ask this question. If they do it against Dallas on Thursday, how much stock do you take in that? Are they back? Are they the best team in football again?
I think we have to rewire what the best team in football even means.
I know.
Right now.
Like, legitimately, we saw it one time against the Lions, and everybody said the Chiefs are the best team in football. So, like, if they do it,
again, we saw that, and then we saw them blow out the Commanders.
It strengthened how you felt about that. They thought they were the best team in football, and everybody did. Like, that was the thing. It wasn't like us being Chiefs homers. The whole league thought they were the best team in football, and now you're here, and nobody thinks that. But if you go out and do it against the Cowboys, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, they're going to run the table. Look at that. Look at them. Look what they did on Thanksgiving.
And they are, again, I'm looking at FanDuel odds, first one that popped up here. The Rams right now are the favorite, 4.5-ish to 1. Then the Eagles at 6.5. Then it's the Chiefs, but it's the Chiefs at 10-1. So I'm not real sure what being the best team in football even means right now, because it feels like we're going to have, like, imagine a month from now when we're ending the regular season, right? The last week of the regular season is January 4th. So it's a month and a week. You think what we're seeing now is what we're going to be seeing then, is when we look at those Super Bowl odds? I'll bet you it's not.
Yeah.
It's going to shift. The Rams are the darling for the moment because they've put together the most recent good stretch of games. But what in the NFL this year tells us that everybody's not going to hit a rough patch.
Nope.
I mean, and maybe they don't. Maybe Max's Patriots are 14-3 by the end of the year. You think they're favorite because they won't. And I don't even know it. Like, and maybe they're, maybe that's right where they want to be. Maybe they're like, we'll be, you know, we'll just go do our own thing anyway. But we're living in a world where Jacksonville's in the playoffs. Jacksonville doesn't look very good.
No. But
they're in right now. So I don't think any of that matters. I truly, like, it is a week to week proposition for me right now in the NFL, which is a blast to watch. Like, I'll be honest, it's the enjoyable thing to sit there and not have a clue.
It's true. And I think that's going to, it's going to produce the best playoffs that we've had, I think, too, because, like, and this is coming from Chiefs people here. Like, I think it'll show you, it's just like the conversation, and we saw it a little bit when the Chiefs had to go on the road in 2023, but I think that still, like, Chiefs were favored in all of those games, I think. Maybe not the Bills game, but, like,
I think this year, that was it. They were in that one.
This year will show, I mean, you'll get, you know, whatever you, I mean, you can get Bills, Patriots right off the bat. And it's like,
oh, it's gonna be incredible.
Yeah. Like, and it goes to the, like, it'll just be the question. Like, do you take the 6-win team that has the MVP on it, or do you take the 14-win team?
However many games, this is the absurdity. Like, how many games, no matter how many there are left on the schedule, do you think the Chiefs would not be the favorite in?
I don't know if there,
like,
would be
what
any.
what would be a scenario right now where they weren't the favorite?
I mean, all of their tough games are at home.
Even envision it in the playoffs. Let's say they have to go on the road. Let's say they've got to go to New England. Who do you think is going to be the betting favorite in that game?
I could see it being the Patriots. Like, no, pick them.
It wouldn't be. Maybe at the Bills. Maybe. But probably not even then. Like, that's the thing, that the expectation, like, we have to put that stuff all to the side because it means less than normal. And normally I do take a lot of stock in that stuff, like, because I think it's just like you're taking it and putting it on paper and here's the way, you know. But this year, when you've got a mistake prone team like them, yeah, they could beat anybody. Of course they could. They're also very capable of losing to average teams.
Yeah.
And they're especially capable on the road. Now, their losses that we've seen recently have not been to average teams. And in fact, when you look at their losses, Chargers, Eagles, on the road against the Jags, on the road against Buffalo, on the road against Denver, the Chargers game was on the road. There's not a bad loss in there based on what those teams have done the rest of the way. So we probably are being fair to the Chiefs. If we're being real honest, they've played a lot of really good teams on the road and they've lost those games.
Yep.
And that's not like, okay. Like, that's usually fine. It's the way that they lose them though, that makes it feel,
it just
ridiculous.
Takes the feel. Like I keep saying, like, we thought they were the best team in football and everybody did. And, like, week by week, they've just, like, shown you that they're not the best team in football.
They're
and not because they lose. Like, they lost at the Bills last year. And everybody's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's fine. The Chiefs are the best team in football. And I think that, like, who is – I guess they lost to the Bills this year. And I think everybody's like, yeah, I mean, it's fine. Whatever. And then I think just the way that they lost to the Broncos. And then, I don't know.
I think it's more about, can they be the best team in football? And the answer to that is yes. But – you can't make mistakes and be the best team in football. And right now we just continue to see them make them. I want to know, and maybe this is it in the homecoming game of sorts, when Patrick Mahomes just goes nuclear on somebody, because it's going to come. Like, when does he have the game where he doesn't miss the deep ball and doesn't throw costly interceptions or miss easy pat? Like, because that is, like, that's coming, and that's when their offense, you'll be like, oh my goodness, they're moving the ball at will. Their yardage numbers are absurd.
I know. That's the weirdest part about it, too.
They're not finishing. They're not putting the ball in the end zone. That was something they were really good at early this year, and they've not been lately.
They were bad at it last year as well. That's kind of why all those games were close.
Yep,
so.
And they got good at it. Remember, they were converting everything, their goal line, their red zone. Like, they looked really good early in the year. We saw Kareem Hunt become so effective in that role, and then it's just kind of faltered off again. And that's been a huge key. Like, they are a few converted drives away from being a two or three loss team here. Like across the board, they're that way. But man, penalties and these stupid things that are happening are the difference in what we've seen, or the difference in being 6-5 and 9-2 or whatever it would be. Like, that's what it is. The Jacksonville game, mistakes. The Denver game, mistakes. You know, the early games this season, that seems like such a lifetime ago. Honestly,
see, that's the thing. That, going back to my argument here of how much stock can you take in something that we saw a month ago? That one 2 months ago, you can't take stock in because it wasn't the same team at all.
Not the same team, right? The stock a month ago is just your optimistic look at here's what they can be.
Yes,
but that's not.
That's why it's weird. Is that it's not like Rashee Rice got
because
hurt.
Because recently it's just mistakes. And I don't think they can make them against the Cowboys. They can probably count on the Cowboys though to make a few of their own. And you know, can the defense fall? Here's what needs to happen. If you're like, let the offense bail out the defense in this game. The defense is going to have its work cut out for it, stopping a very high powered Dallas offense. So bail them out, offense, turn this into a shootout and go flex a little bit. That's what needs to happen in this game. We'll see if it does. The other games on Thanksgiving, just for folks out there, like the Thanksgiving games, if I remember correctly, tend to score big for whatever reason. But man, we've got a Packers-Lions game with an over-under at 49, Chiefs-Cowboys at 52, Bengals-Ravens at 52. Let's go. Like, we're going to get points and fireworks.
Joe Burrow's going to play too, it sounds like.
Oh my goodness, let's go. Like, this is the best slate I think we've ever had. Top to bottom. And if it wasn't Burrow, it'd be a little bit different, but now it's Burrow, so you even love that game because it has all the implications for the Ravens. Packers-Lions? Lions favored by 2.5. I can't wait to pick these games tomorrow. Is this a Lions bounce back? Like, man, this is good stuff.
I just did the first time the Chiefs have played on Thanksgiving. Can you give me the number, Jacob? Since when?
We talked about it 800 times this offseason when it got announced. 1994.
2006.
Okay. Who'd they play?
I don't know.
That'd be the Cowboys
and Lions. Oh, nope, not that one. Right. I don't know. Sorry.
We'll pick them tomorrow. Good luck to us. They're all three going to be tough to pick. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up here as we wrap up Sports Daily. Don't forget K-State basketball at Indiana. Coverage begins right here on KFH at 6 o'clock. Fun show tomorrow. We'll have Sharia Salata in to talk KU. We'll also shift our pick set to tomorrow. So we will make some picks. There's too many good games not to. And then we are out Thursday and Friday. Enjoy Thanksgiving Feast Week. College basketball for days. We'll be back to talk about it all tomorrow. For DJ for Max, I'm Jacob. See you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.